This is Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly, and in addition to the show today being your performance connection, it is also the first day of our end-of-year mini-drive here at WILL, which means we're working to reach our member support goal of $2.1 million by the end of the fiscal year, which is just 2 weeks from now, June 30th, so that we can bring you more of the music you enjoy, such as the great variety you get on Live and Local. And to do that, we encourage you to make your call of support now, if you can. The phone number is 217-244-0025, 244-0025. And we count on you, because we are a listener-supported public radio station, and that means that you provide an enormous percentage of the funding that we use every year to bring you the programs that you, in turn, use every day. In the next few days, we hope you'll help us make our membership goal. And we'll have updates in a little while from Donda Beard, who will be joining me in this hour. You can help again now by calling 217-244-0025 with your gift. Joining me on today's show for the hour is the lead singer, guitarist, and songwriter of a trio called Backyard Tire Fire. They're based in Bloomington Normal. They're essentially a rock and roll band with a twist, but today's twist is that we just have the one of the trio, and he's going to be playing his acoustic guitar, and I saw him bring in a banjo, so I'm intrigued to hear what's going to come out of that. It's Backyard Tire Fire's Ed Anderson on today's show. He's going to be with the band in Bloomington on Saturday. That was a tune called Fat Cat Keeps Getting Fatter. I knew it was a good name, and I had left it in my other studio, which is why suddenly I'm out of breath because I ran out to get it. The Squirrel Nut Zippers from their CD called Perennial Favorites here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. And I actually played that CD partly because I like it, but also because I saw somewhere that a prominent member of that group is something of a fan of our next guest. Or at least the group that our next guest represents. This is all getting very complicated. Ed Anderson is with us. He's with the Backyard Tire Fire, which is a Bloomington-based trio, rock and roll trio. Actually, according to the description provided by the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts, where they're going to be playing on Saturday, it says here, Bloomington's own Backyard Tire Fire takes equal parts gritty rock and roll, back alley blues, and country melody to create their potent sound. And I'll leave it at that, although I've heard some of the groups that are mentioned here. I'm going to tell you right up front, Ed, that I'm not a rock and roll aficionado. I like some music. I don't like some other music. So I'm coming at you here as somebody who's primarily classically trained, who happens to like a lot of different kinds of music, sure. And we share a lot of it on this show. But I'm very pleased that you agreed to come over and play sort of within our format, which is generally not rock and roll, decidedly, since we're mostly a classical music station. And you brought your acoustic guitar and you brought your banjo, I see. And I hope that the things you're going to do for us live today will nonetheless still represent Saturday's show.
I think so. I mean, it's definitely stripped down here. You're going to get a little acoustic version. But, I mean, I wrote all the songs for Tire Fire, so it's same singer, same idea as far as the songs go, you know, just a little bit more stripped down. But thanks for having me, first of all. I appreciate you having me in for this.
Well, it's a pleasure. I like the music that I heard when I saw that you were going to be here, going to be at the Bloomington Center. And Steve Fast, who's actually with the Bloomington Center, we'll be hearing from him a little bit later to talk about some of the other shows, but also about the other band that's going to be playing on the show, which is has sort of an interesting headliner. Guitarist. And so I asked Steve, I said, now if we have him on, you know, how's that going to be representing Backyard Tire Fire? And I guess as much as anything, it's the songwriting.
Exactly.
Which do you do that exclusively for the band?
Yep.
I mean, I did see that certainly your current CD is all your songs.
Yeah.
And I saw somewhere where the three of you were doing something acoustically all together. So you got an idea of the group harmonies as well, vocal harmonies.
Sure. Yeah. I was telling Steve on the way here, on the last tour that we did for this record that's currently out, it's called Good to Be, and it was produced by Steve Berlin from Los Lobos. But on the last tour that we did, I think we probably did at least one radio station, a lot of times two a day, in addition to the gig. So we would go in and set up acoustically during the day in the town that we were playing, which a lot of times involved getting up really early to get to the next place. But we would stop and do a lot of radio stations to promote the gigs. And so we started doing a lot more little kind of acoustic stripped down versions or whatever. So this is even taking it one step further and taking away the rhythm section here. But I think all of us really enjoy playing acoustic. I mean, it's nice to plug in and be loud and play rock and roll, but all of us really enjoy, you know, playing acoustically as well. Yeah.
Well, okay, so what is rock and roll? Does that mean playing loud?
For me, kind of, yeah.
And so if it's not plugged in and loud, then it's not rock and roll?
I wouldn't say that. I like to be loud. I like to plug in my Les Paul into my Fender, my old Fender amp, and turn it up and raise hell.
But really, I mean, rock and roll is more about a whole lot more than that.
It is. But that's just part of it. That's one of the many parts that I enjoy. But it's an attitude, you know. It's a lifestyle. For me, it's my religion. Really, it's music and rock and roll is what kind of gets me out of bed in the morning.
Well, describe the lifestyle a bit as lived by Ed Anderson.
A lot of touring.
As much as you can talk about on the radio.
A lot of touring, a lot of time in a van, place to place, you know, a lot of beer drinking and late night carousing. A lot of texting with my wife.
So far you could be describing folk singing.
Yeah, I guess.
Because I think they do all of that as well, including the beer drinking probably, you know.
Maybe it's the volume thing then. Maybe back to the volume thing. We do everything that a folk singer does, but a little bit louder.
But you've got the rock. I mean, well, by which I mean the beat.
Indeed, yes.
I mean, that's
a driving rhythm. Yes, indeed. I don't know. It's for me. I don't really. It's been, I think, about 15 years of doing gigging for a living. So I don't really know any other way. And I don't really. I guess I haven't really reflected upon it too much to think about like what is the lifestyle. I mean, it's just what you do. You just kind of get into a rhythm and you do it and you get up and you do it again and eventually you make a record and then you go out and you play it for a bunch of people again and you come back and work up another batch of tunes, make another record and go out and do it again. That's kind of the way I've been doing it for a long time.
Well, we're glad that you decided to come in here and do it because I know you're doing another radio show later on today talking about back-to-back shows. Well, let's hear how you were able to provide your own rhythm section.
Sure.
In a tune for us here live in our studio. It's Ed Anderson of Backyard Tire Fire. They're going to be with Matthew Curry and the Blues Fury at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts Saturday evening starting at 6:30.
I've been kicking and scratching. I'm fighting tooth and nail. I've been battling down in the trenches, keeping wind in the sail. Well, the days fly by, I'm in the same old place, but it ain't what it used to be. Starting over scares the hell out of me. I've been running and gunning. I'm feeling the heat. Up and down these boulevards on every street. Well, the months float by. I wear the same old face, but it what it used to be. And starting over scares the hell out of me. Starting over Starting over scares the hell out of me. By. I'm in the same old place, but it ain't what it used to be. Hey, starting over scares the hell out of me. Starting over scares the hell out of me.
Ed Anderson of Backyard Tire Fire here live on Live and Local. Are we able to take your songs literally?
You can take them any way you want them. They're open to interpretation, for sure.
Fair enough. But we could, maybe.
Sure.
Most of them. And
yeah, I mean, I think that as a writer, I do kind of wear my heart on my sleeve, for sure. I'm not probably the easiest person to get to know, per se, on an interpersonal level, but... there's a trail lying in the songs for sure.
So maybe people can get to know you better through your songs than even
probably a little more
interpersonally.
Open. Probably a little more open in my songs and my lyrics than I am as a person, maybe.
And they'll find out that this guy's a bit of a poet as well as a rock and roller. Well, some of the lyrics I read, could just as easily be poetry.
Cool. Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
Well, we'll be hearing, finding out more about Ed Anderson and Backyard Tire Fire in just a couple of minutes. But I want to take a moment to remind folks that WYLL and Illinois Public Media are nearing the end of our fiscal year, and it does end June 30th, a couple of weeks from now. And we are in this little mini drive here, our end of the year mini drive, to shore up support to make sure that we will get to that goal. It's a total goal of $2.1 million. And last I heard, we were somewhere around $200,000 to go, which sounds like an enormous amount of money, certainly to me. But this time of year, that's usually about where we are. And we nearly always get there a little beyond or at least awfully close. And I think it would be really great for Live and Local, for all of the programs you enjoy on our FM station as well as on our AM station and TV station, if we went over that so that we have a whole lot less to worry about and a lot fewer difficult decisions that have to be made, anytime somebody runs short of money. So you can help us right now by calling this number, 217-244-0025, 217-244-0025. And with me in the studio right now is our major gifts director here at Illinois Public Media, Don DeBeard. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for coming in. Or thanks for having me, Kevin. I always enjoy being in the studio during Live and Local. And I like to talk about this show because I really think it's a great demonstration of how public radio can be a part of the community. And if you feel the same way, if you think having local performances being highlighted on your public radio station is important, I hope you'll take this moment to call 244-9455. Our little mini fundraiser is just your reminder of how your dollars really work every day at WILL. Just like Kevin comes in every day, your contribution is put to work every day that we're on the air. This is just your little reminder. So if you haven't yet made your gift this year, you have a few days to help us out before the end of the fiscal year. Again, we end June 30th, and the money that we have in the Friends of WILL bank account on that day at midnight, June 30th, is the money that we are going to put to work for the following fiscal year beginning that next day on July 1st. So it is important, if you haven't yet made a gift, to go ahead and make that commitment now, and if you've been intending to do it. Again, the number to call is 217-244-9455. Or if you're listening to us at work during your lunch hour, you can go to willpledge.org to make your gift as well.
Live and Local is still a pretty new program on our air. We've been here about 2.5 years now, almost 2.5 years. And I started describing it early on as your connection to local music and more. And the music part, obvious, the more could mean dance, it could mean theater, and often does. And actually, Rita Schulte in our marketing department, who runs our marketing department, came up with the term just like last week, I think, your performance connection, which I like even better because it connects listeners to the opportunity to go hear live performance. It also connects live performers like Ed Anderson to potential listeners, both through the radio. I mean, if people can't go hear his concert, that's one thing, but they can at least get exposed to him. They could go buy his CDs if they want. Or in the case of Steve Fast, who is here with us for from the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts, it connects them, a performance venue, to listeners, to potential patrons, and again, to gives listeners the chance to find out about BCPA, which I didn't know about myself until a couple years ago. And finally got there for the first time, I don't know, a few months ago to hear this wonderful group whose name I'm constantly forgetting.
White Ghost Shivers.
White Ghost Shivers, that's right. Steve knows exactly what I'm talking about. With the tallest man in the world is the front man, or just about.
7+.
Is he? Yeah, I knew he had to be.
7-footer?
Yeah.
What? Yeah, this guy's, this
with a banjo just like yours.
The tallest person I've never been next to a pro basketball player, but this guy, I think, was taller. And I felt like I was looking up at the Sears Tower. But I'm digressing somewhat here. The point is that the performance connection here is a way for us to connect to our listeners as well and to get you connected to WYLL, get everybody connected to each other. It's a role that WYLL and Illinois Public Media is playing increasingly because we think it's the future for ourselves and for your relationship with us. If you agree and if you think it's important and if you enjoy the program, simple as that, then we encourage you, stop short of imploring you, to make your phone call now, 217-244-0025, 217-244-0025.
I just want to say that I've been looking at some WYLL donor surveys in the last week or so, and I've gotten so many comments about this show, Live and Local, and how you find bands and performances that you didn't realize were going on in our community. And one listener wrote to us this week that, gosh, I've attended a lot of performances that I just didn't know were happening in our community because of Live and Local, and that's great to hear. So if we have connected you to your community or to a new sort of music or a new performer that you'd not known before, why don't you make a phone call and support that this program with your gift right now? Again, 244-9455 is the number to call.
We also have support for today's broadcast from Radio Maria in downtown Champaign, along with their dinner menu. Tapas is served every evening until 2 a.m. Lunch is also served on Friday from 10:30 to 2:30. And brunch on Saturday and Sunday. Information on menus and wine and beer lists is at RadioMariaRestaurant.com. And Ed Anderson is our guest from Backyard Tire Fire. They're going to be at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts on Saturday at 6:30. Where'd you come up with the name? I love it.
Do you watch The Simpsons?
Rarely, and not for a very long time. It comes from there.
Yeah, it's there's been a tire fire that's been burning in Springfield since the beginning of the series.
Oh,
it's the Springfield Tire Fire. So we just kind of one upped it. We were living in North Carolina. It's kind of a redneck nod to the Springfield Tire Fire. Made it a backyard tire fire. So there you go.
Well, in Springfield, I mean, there's a Springfield in just about every state of the union. If it isn't every state, including Illinois, of course, our capital city, and Bloomington, which is where you and your brother are originally from, right around here.
We actually grew up more by the city. We're from the suburbs. I was born in Elmhurst, lived in Lombard for a while, and then my dad moved us out to St. Charles, Illinois, in the late 70s. So we grew up there and went to high school up there. I went to graduate school at ISU in 1995, and eventually left Bloomington for a couple of years. Started actually Backyard Tire Fire 10 years ago in October in North Carolina, in Asheville, North Carolina. And then we lived in Athens, Georgia for a period of time. But when we moved back to the Midwest about 2003, that's when my brother joined up with the band, and eventually we got them to move down to Bloomington, where the drummer and I lived. So we're all living in within a couple of mile radius of each other now in Bloomington. But Matt and I grew up in the suburbs. Our drummer Tim is from Bloomington and went to high school there, and he's a townie. He's legit.
This is Tim Cramp. Tim is that his name?
Yeah,
drums and percussion.
Yeah.
So what were you doing in Nashville, North Carolina?
You know, I think that I had just recently gotten married. I had a kind of a rough breakup with a band that I was in for a while up here. And my wife and I were kind of just looking for a fresh start, like an adventure, newlywed adventure, essentially. So we moved kind of to the side of a small mountain. Actually, they're more like hills out there. And I spent a year just writing and working on my craft and just observing and absorbing lots of different kinds of players. I had never played slide, and then heard a lot of good slide players and dobro players, and picked it up down there and just started really working on writing songs. You know, that was basically my intention going down there, was to just focus on writing songs and to kind of just start over. And you know, I think we hung around there for 2 years, and then realized that Asheville's not really a rock and roll place per se. It's more of a kind of singer-songwriter-y acoustic kind of thing. And Athens wasn't too far, and it felt like more of a rock and roll town. You know, there have been some pretty serious bands that have come out of there. So we went to Athens for a period of time, and I think eventually realized that, you know, with family and friends in the Midwest, the best place for us was probably to be back in the Midwest, and going to be the best thing for our career. We knew more people, easier to get gigs. So then we ended up back here in 2003. So, but it's hard for me to believe that we played our first gig October 25th, 2001. So it's almost been 10 years since we've been doing this.
As backyard time.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Yep, a decade. It goes by quick. It really does.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
That's a whole show in itself and a psychological session and everything else. We'd just soon not go there. Well, let's have another song. I see
sure.
You've traded your guitar for a banjo.
Yeah.
Have you been... Is the banjo something new for you?
Yeah. Yeah, I just bought this thing maybe a few months ago. And
do you know how to play it?
Writing. I don't know. We'll see. A little bit. I've been writing on it, though, so that's good. It seems like when I pick up a new instrument, be it like when I first started playing piano or whatever, like a slew of tunes just kind of come out. So this, I'll give you something here. New off the banjo.
Don't feel a thing no more.
Ed Anderson of Backyard Tire Fire, who just learned the banjo recently. And I thought that, I mean, I enjoyed hearing your playing on it, but it seemed like you said you were writing on the banjo.
Yeah.
And it really seemed like the song, your voice, and the banjo went together.
Good. That's the idea.
Yeah. So is that a song that then you will duplicate with the full trio?
To be honest, that one was given to a different band that I'm in.
What kind of band is that?
That's another rock and roll band. It's different players. It's called Magic Box, and we just started it up. It's in Chicago. It's a bunch of ringers from Chicago, essentially. But Tire Fire, we're a trio, but we have another guitar player that travels with us and tours with us. He's not been on any of the records, but he's an old friend of mine named Scott Tipping, who's a fantastic guitar player and a really serious musician. But he and I started a whole new project with these guys from the city. And Fix, the name of that tune is Fix, and that one got dished to those guys.
So how will that translate?
What do you mean? Like, how am I going to pull off all of it?
Well, no, I mean, so this sounded, just right with solo vocal and a single banjo.
Yeah, what's it going to turn into with the band? I recorded it in my basement playing drums and bass and stuff, and it sounds really good. I mean, it's really minimal. It's like a bass drum, kind of a four on the floor kind of thing.
Like what you're doing with your foot. I don't know how much that came across to our listeners.
Yeah, I think it was probably picked up by this mic here, I bet.
I would imagine, yeah.
But it sounded really, just real minimal, you know, when I did it, when I recorded it in the basement. Real minimal drums, real minimal bass. You know, you're right, it doesn't need much more aside from vocal, banjo, you know. But just a little bit, little something here and there, spice it up a little bit. But it's mainly the vocal and banjo. It's the centerpiece of the tune. But a little bit of, you know, bass drum and a couple of bass notes here and there, and it sounded pretty good. I think I took a electric guitar solo over the little solo section too. So it's interesting to see how they work out from, you know, from when you just come up with a progression and the progression turns into something, and then eventually you start humming a melody and the progression makes you feel a certain way, and that melody turns into some kind of words. That's the way it works for me. And it's interesting to see, like, from the progression, how it works, how it all gets put together, and eventually, you know, in a studio, to take something that was just like a, you know, quick little idea, and then to hear, like, gosh, on our new record, the stuff that was produced by Steve Berlin, like, I mean, there's some amazing musical moments on that record that I would have never envisioned when I was writing those tunes in the basement, you know. It's really fun to see them come together from, you know, the initial idea.
Well, I was reading about some of the production of that record and what a role the producer really plays.
Yeah.
And I think there was some comment there that he essentially encouraged you to rewrite aspects of the song, change this, that, the other thing, even change some chords, change the keys.
I had a song on the record that was called Indie Hipster Tastemaker Wannabe. Really, like, sarcastic. It's like, he's got glasses like Elvis Costello.
Like Steve Fast, who's sitting in here.
And Steve was like, Steve Berlin was like, it's a great tune, great melody, but the message is, you know, it's pretty scathing, you know, and it was a very sarcastic tune. And he's like, the vibe that we have going on this record is really positive. I mean, hence, you know, the title of the track, Good to Be, you know, there's a lot of positivity on this record, and I'm not really the best at writing positive. It's a lot easier for me to write about things that bother me or whatever. So he chose those tunes. I gave him 30 demos, and he chose the 11 songs and he kind of made this positive kind of theme, you know, and Indie Hipster Tastemaker Wannabe didn't really fit into that.
That's a great title.
So I changed the song, and he's like, you could tell me to, you know, whatever if you want, but I'd like you to rewrite the words and just try to think about something maybe a little more timeless, something, you know, that perhaps a little bit more positive. So I wrote this tune on the record called Estelle, and it's about a single mom, and it's completely different, and it's about a single mom being able to, you know, rise above the difficulties of being on her own, and it turned into this really positive, hooky, good tune. And I would have never thought in a million years that Indie Hipster Tastemaker Wannabe would turn into that. But he encouraged me, and you know what? Probably no one else on the planet probably could have asked me to rewrite where I would have been like, you know, forget it. But I have so much respect for Steve, and I'm such a huge fan of Lobos and Steve's work. You know, I gave it a shot, and I was able to really, it was fairly painless, write a whole new story about something completely different that's a little more timeless and more positive. That was just like one of the many things that he had to do with on the record. He's phenomenal producer, amazing musicality, really serious ears. You know, I would sing something and think that I nailed it, and he'd have me do it multiple times over again because I was flat in this area. I wasn't even able to pick up on it, you know. And it was really liberating to not be the decision maker in the studio, but to just go in there and try to give a good performance. You know, like our friend Tony Sanfilippo, that Steve actually plays in a band with him, but he owns Oxide Lounge in Bloomington. It's an analog studio in Bloomington that Tirefire's made a lot of records at. I basically co-produce all those albums with Tony, and there's a lot of decisions, and if you take it seriously, it can become very intense in the studio. And I do take it really seriously in the studio. And it's stressful, you know. This record that we did with Steve out in Portland, Oregon, we took ourselves away from everybody that we knew and isolated ourselves out there and said, Steve, you make the decisions. You choose the songs. You choose the order you want these songs. You get the performances you want. You get the tones you want. And all I did was show up and just do what he told me to do, really. I mean, I had ideas and input, but for the most part, he was, you know, he shaped that record completely. But, I mean, he's got multiple Grammys. I mean, he's you know, he's that guy. He's produced some pretty heavy stuff in the past, and it was like, if you're going to give up the control to anybody, that's the guy to do it to, you know. So it was really liberating. I enjoyed it, you know. I learned a lot from him in making that record, so.
Is Estelle a song that translates to solo guitar?
You know what? The thing is I've been playing it as indie hipster tastemaker wannabe over the last couple of months. So if I try to pull Estelle off, I have a feeling that I'll mix the lyrics, because the melodies are absolutely identical. Hmm. Nothing's different but the words. What is the first line of Estelle? I can't even. All I got is Elvis Costello in my head here.
I can read it to you. I actually printed it out. Would
oh,
that
you
be
got
helpful?
The lyrics?
Yeah,
what's
I wrote.
The first line?
I get. He met Estelle the day he turned 30.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I could try to make it through.
You want me to give you the words?
Yeah, actually, give me the words.
Give me the this words is called my, Cooperative Live Radio, boys and girls.
Yeah, okay, this is a little different from Indie Hipster.
Well, you made it sound really intriguing. Yeah. I'd almost like to hear Indie Hipster and part of it and then hear that. But that would be an extra challenge, wouldn't it?
He met Estelle the day he turned 30. She was a mom and went back to school. Had a baby when she was just 20. Through it all, she's kept her cool. Well, she paints pictures of silhouettes, silver screen and cigarettes in movies. She loved to teach, though she'd never preach. She's on point, she's easy to reach. She's happy, she's not needy. She's an independent lady and likes to be open to thoughts from different directions. She likes to do things on her own. Ain't looking for handouts, don't need protection. She'd be just fine all alone. Ooh, she works nights when she gets off school. Baby sleeps at her mom's till two. She feels lucky. It's only good when he says it's good. He's the Pied Piper of the neighborhood. He's snooty. He don't like me. He's the indie hipster tastemaker wannabe.
See, I started singing that line from the other song there.
Well, yeah, that was great, actually.
So you get a little taste of both tunes there. There you go.
Well, you looked down at one point, and then there was a glitch that I thought I heard, and then you just... I saw the grin. I think we just switched.
It's really not easy to write words when you've already got them, you know, like to a melody that's in, because it gets in your head, and you know, it's when you're switching between these tunes, it's really tough to keep them. I just realized when I started playing that song, I really didn't know the words to stop. I was in my mind singing indie hipster tastemaker wannabe. But you know, that's one thing with Steve Berlin. I mean, him getting me to switch those words and into that story, just, he's a genius. I mean, like, well, it really couldn't have fit any better on the record with, you know, the new words. He just, you know, not many people would have been able to pull that out of me, I got to give him credit for that one, that's for sure.
Well, and you got to take some credit because you still wrote those words.
I did write the words. I was able to pull it off.
And you did a great job of turning what is a heartbreaking story into something that's got at least a positive kernel to it.
Right on.
Here's an awkward transition. Ed Anderson is our guest here from Backyard Tire Fire. They're going to be at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts on Saturday, starting at 6:30, and we'll hear a bit about the band that he's going to be, who's going to be opening for him. But first, I wanted to come back to Donna Beard, who is our major gifts director here at Illinois Public Media, and talk a bit about turning, you know, some stressful times here at Illinois Public Media into something positive for us and for our listeners. And there was certainly a lot of publicity earlier on in the year about difficulties with government funding and so on. And the best way to avoid that sort of thing is to count on the public to support public media. It's what we do anyway. And it just means that, you know, the more there's difficulties with other sources of funding, the more we have to rely on the public. And it's also the folks that we find most reliable. But it still does mean that combination of two things. One, those who are already supporting probably need to carry a little more burden than maybe they were doing. And two, and at least as important, if not more important, folks who are new to public media, for example, the Live and Local, since we've only been around for 2.5 years with lots of different kinds of music than we normally play on this radio station, that those who are new and haven't supported before discover the station and find out that their help is needed, that your help is needed, and then turn around and make the phone call to say, I will contribute to make sure that Live and Local, that WILL, that Illinois Public Media will be on here and strong and healthy starting July the 1st. 217-244-0025.
You, as a listener to WILL and a contributor to this station, are a little insurance policy for your public media station. You make a gift that provides a firm financial foundation for this station. You really do. Whatever level you decide to give it at, that's entirely up to you. We'll give you a couple of ideas. People give it the $5 a month level. That's $60 a year. Some people give $1 a week. That's $52. We're very fortunate to have a couple of hundred, almost working on 300 now, friends of WILL who are making gifts of $1,000 or more a year. And there are literally thousands of friends who are in between that range. So it's really up to you to decide what your investment in public media is going to be. We just give you the opportunity. 217-244-9455. And all of our conversation earlier this year about federal funding really just brings to mind that it's really listeners. It's really people who use the service that we depend on for support. And we're just telling you now, these last few days before the end of the fiscal year, that if you haven't yet had a chance to do it, now's the time. If you've made a gift earlier this year and you feel strongly about public media, make another gift. It'd be terrific. And we do say thank you very much for all you do for public radio.
217-244-0025. And are we using the online pledge?
Oh my goodness, I've been giving the wrong phone number. 244-0025.
Oh, did you say the other one?
I did.
Okay.
Don't tell Heather.
We won't tell.
Okay.
We're still getting used to a new phone number here because we have a different way of tracking these things. But 217-244-0025. And can we use the website as well?
Of course.
It's willpledge.org, willpledge.org. And we've hinted a bit that in addition to Backyard Tire Fire on Saturday at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts, there's this other band which is fronted by a 15-year-old blues guitarist. And I did hear a little bit of him on your website. Actually, I went to his website, and he sounds really good. Who is this guy? Steve Fast is with the Bloomington Center.
Matthew Curry just turned 16 last week, so...
So he should have been able to drive himself over here.
You know what? I was talking with his parents the other day, and he does not yet have his license. He's still on the learner's permit. Apparently, he has to get in his road hours, but he's too busy playing guitar all day and all night to get out there behind the wheel, I guess.
Here would have been a chance for 100 miles.
I know. You know,
just like that.
Kids,
if he gets
today.
Good enough on the guitar, somebody will drive him around. So.
I think he's already working that, from what I understand.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, he's amazing. He's a young man. He's from Bloomington, who first started to play guitar at the age of 4. Wow. He put a guitar in his hands when he was 4. His uncle plays and his father plays. And he's one of those phenoms. He's a left-handed guitar player. And not unlike another famous left-handed guitar player, Jimi Hendrix, he has an affinity for blues records and has taken a few licks or two from guys like Albert King. And he reminds you a little bit maybe of Kenny Wayne Shepherd or Johnny Lang or one of those other really young hotshots. But it's not just the flash. He's got a lot of really wonderful tone in how he plays as well.
Matthew Curry and the Blues Fury is the name of, or does he say the Blues Furry?
I want to say that all the time. Maybe he could work with the Muppets, and that would be...
Seems natural.
Yeah.
I'll bet he wouldn't appreciate
the Blues Fury, by the way. It's kind of funny. They all look like they're older than Matthew's dad. So it's kind of like, these grizzled vets up there with him that have been playing blues probably for 25 years and in one band or another around.
So you're not just saying they're kids who look really old. You're saying that they're older people.
Although, you know, if we could think of it, we could just age other children to play with him. Probably wouldn't be as good though.
I'm sure he wants to have a really solid band behind him.
Yeah, they
are. So they're going to be opening the show at 6:30 on Saturday?
Yes, indeed. We're going to open up the doors, the gates. It's right now scheduled to be an outdoor show, but if it does rain, we'll move the whole thing inside. That's the great thing about having the Center for the Performing Arts right there outside of our outdoor performance space. But we'll open up at 6. Matthew will hit the stage at 6:30, have a little brief break, and then Ed Anderson and Backyard Tire Fire will... finish out the night.
And I'm looking at Saturday's forecast. It looks maybe.
Yeah.
Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. And the way we usually put that down here, that usually means something less than 40%.
But a great show. So if people drive to Bloomington from Champaign-Urbana, they won't have to worry about it being rained out.
It's an easy drive, by the way.
Yeah, very easy.
Very easy to find the Center for the Performing Arts. I found it. You can find it.
Downtown.
Yeah. Steve, do you want to give a quick pitch for any of the other upcoming shows there?
Yeah, we have a bunch of great shows. We're starting off with our outdoor series, the summer series, with Ed and Backyard Tire Fire on Saturday, along with Matthew Curry. But then on July 16th, we have a very interesting band. They're based out of Chicago with former members of Sonia Dada and Weather Report. They're called Jambone. They'll be performing with opening act Sally Weisenberg, who is a sort of a jump blues trio. And that'll be another great show that we'll have in the summer. And then in August, in late August, we'll be hosting with a fundraiser with the JCs of the area, the Brugula Beer Fest. So we'll have a total of 6 bands over 2 nights and 2 great headliners from New Orleans, Anders Osborne and Amanda Shaw, both of who are perennial performers at the Jazz and Heritage Festival. Every year.
I hate the fact that I'm going to miss that. I have a gig, and I have gigs in Missouri that weekend, but for anybody that's listening, Anders Osborne is the real deal. You have to go see this man. He is a soulful cat.
Very great. And he's from Sweden. He was born in Sweden and
he kills.
Emigrated to New Orleans.
He's fantastic.
Yeah. So a bunch of great shows this summer.
And you can check out the website, which is?
artsblooming.org.
And then look for the main stage show from the Bloomington Center.
Yep, you go right there to artsblooming.org. You should be able to click and see the entire lineup, but you'll, on the opening page, probably see the more recent shows, like the ones we have Saturday.
Yeah. Ed Anderson is here from Backyard Tire Fire. It's a trio, the band is, and he's the figurehead, the songwriter, the leader, and came to us with his guitar and banjo, and it was very nice of you to do it, and I'm looking forward to the next song.
Yeah, this one, I'm going to play this one because maybe it has a little more relevance here. A friend of mine passed away from Champaign. I think we're going on a couple years now, but his name was Jay Bennett. And fantastic musician, writer, arranger, producer, engineer. He was in a band called Wilco for a few years when they made their best records, as far as I'm concerned. But anyway, Jay and I struck up a friendship. We were supposed to make a record together. It never happened, and before I knew it, he was gone off this planet. But I wrote this tune once I heard that he had passed away. And it's called He Heard Things.
He was a good kid from suburbs of Chicago. He wore glasses, had small hands and tiny feet. He was into records while the other kids ran free, yeah. And he heard things that no one else could see. He moved downstate, left the suburbs of Chicago. Found his ear was good as gold, good as gold. He started a rocking band and he finished his degree, yeah. And he heard things that no one else could see. Well, he heard things that no one else could see. Hey, he had a heart of gold, but was bought and sold on your and my TV. Yeah, he heard things that no one, he heard things that no one, ah, he heard things that no one else could see. His last breath alone and fast asleep. Time couldn't heal the scars on his hands and on his feet. Oh, it's all so sad and not how it had to be, yeah. Cause he heard things that no one else could see. Well, he heard things that no one else could see. Hey, he had a heart of gold, but was bought and sold on your and my TV. Well, he heard things that no one, he heard things that no one, ah, he heard things that no one else could see.
Ed Anderson, The Backyard Tire Fire. Is that a song that's on any of your albums?
No.
It just didn't make one yet?
I guess it didn't make one. It's just, I think I wrote it not much longer after Good to Be was released, so we haven't made a record since then. So who knows, maybe it'll make it on the next one or something.
Well, you say you haven't made a record since then. I mean, that was just out last year, and yeah. I'm just looking at your list of records, and you've got almost one a year, sometimes two a year.
Yeah.
How do you manage to turn these around so quickly?
I like to record, especially if I've got like a batch of songs. In fact, Steve and I were talking about it on the way here. I'm due. I need to get in a studio and start. I'm going to make a solo record in September, and Magic Box will make one after that. But for me, it's a way to kind of let go of the songs, is to do them justice in the studio, and then I can like move forward and write a whole new batch. And like I like to get them down on tape. Like, it for me, it's just the way I like doing it. I like recording a lot, but I just for some reason like to be able to like give it the full attention that the song deserves, arrangement wise and recording, and then you know give it your best, and then I can kind of like move on after that or something. So
well, I was just gonna ask if once you've got the record done, do you tend to move on to the next batch and then just forget a lot of the songs?
I'm definitely guilty of giving more focus to the songs that I'm in the process of writing or working out. You've seen the catalog, and Steve and I were talking, I think I counted, like, we've got 80 songs recorded or something like that. It's an interesting thing. I'm not really thinking about it that much. It's an interesting thing, the recording, I kind of feel like I have to do it in order to move forward. And I'm guilty of ignoring songs that have been recorded and focusing more on what I'm working on now. Because for me, the most exciting thing is always like the next tune. It's not the 80 that I recorded over the last 10 years. I mean, I'm proud of those songs and I believe in every one of them. And we did the best we could in every one of them that we recorded. But for me, what's more exciting is like, this progression that I was working on last night, you know. I don't know where it's going to go, what the melody is or whatever. But like, that's more exciting to me than any other song that I've ever recorded. It's the one that I'm about to come up with, you know.
So the gig on Saturday,
yeah,
we'll have a mix of old and new?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we haven't gigged as much this summer. We've got a lot of things going on. Our drummer and his wife are expecting their first child, and my brother is getting married, and there's a lot of things going on. So we haven't really gigged as much this summer, which has led to rehearsals, which we never did for years. We hardly ever rehearsed because we were gigging every night. So rehearsal was a sound check. If you got a new song, you show it to the guys at the sound check. This, the way it's working, because we're gigging a lot less, we're rehearsing before our gigs now. So if we play like one gig a month, we'll get together a couple days before the gig and work on stuff, which has allowed us to go back to the catalog and actually relearn some of the old stuff that's been kind of, you know, swept under the rug, for, I guess, so to speak, for the last like several years. So this is, the sets have been a lot more eclectic in like the last few months because we've got the time to go back, and I'll send the guys an email of like, let's learn these 7 or 8 songs that we haven't played in 5 years off of the first couple records or something. So the sets have been pretty diverse as far as like old and new, so, which has been cool.
And if you're going to release a solo record soon, does that mean some of the songs that folks are hearing right now could show up there?
I don't think I've played anything yet that's going to be on the solo record. But I will. I'll play banjo too. Okay.
We'll have time for one more, so you can plan out whichever one you want to do. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9 with Ed Anderson, the Backyard Tire Fire. And we have support for our show today, in part from the Illinois Shakespeare Festival, presenting Romeo and Juliet, Winter's Tale, and the complete works of Shakespeare, abridged, from June 23rd through April 7th at the Ewing Manor in Bloomington. Ticket information is available at thefestival.org or 309-438-2535. And since we've mentioned the Illinois Shakespeare Festival, it's worth saying that on the airwaves here at Illinois Public Media, WYLL, FM, and AM, we welcome the voices not only of musicians like Ed, but also of actors and musical theater folks, poets, artists, but certainly on Live and Local and on some of our other talk shows. And, of course, we bring you lots and lots of classical music. And this is your last chance to listen to us ask you on the air to support it during this fiscal year. We've got just 2 weeks to go to reach our goal of $2.1 million, and we have a couple of hundred thousand to go, which is not as bad as it sounds. But we can make it a piece of cake if everybody who listens and enjoys the program will make your contribution right now. It's 217-244-0025, the number to call, or on our website at willpledge.org.
You know, while you are contemplating how you will support WILL this year, there are people across Central Illinois who are getting a letter from me or Mark Leonard, our general manager, and writing a check and mailing it back because they've been a member of WILL for 20 or 21 years, and they're doing their part. So we just ask you to do what's right for you right now, and we hope you'll get started as a friend of WILL by calling us on the phone at area code 217-244-0025, or by going online to our secure site at willpledge.org to make your gift. It's so goofy, the expression, you know, it takes a village, right? Well, it takes a whole, you know, Central Illinois community to make a public radio station. And while it sounds a little trite, it really is true. You know, we're opening envelopes every day from people of every age all across Central Illinois who believe in public media. And for their own purpose, you know, it's important whether they're watching Lawrence Welk or the PBS NewsHour, or they're listening to an amazing eclectic music show like Live and Local, or they're relying on NPR for news. Public media is an important part of your community. For your particular reason, for the reason that makes most sense to you, I hope you'll make a gift today.
217-244-0025 is the number, or online at willpledge.org. We also have support today from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wines, beers, and spirits for the serious collector to the first-time buyer. Wine tastings are held on Saturdays from 2 to 6 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. More information is at thecorkscrew.com. I want to mention, since this is a normal part of our show, just a few of the other events you can go out and see and hear live. The Summer Studio Theater at the Krannert Center is presenting the play QED, along with other plays in rotation. That opens tonight at 7:30. Champaign-Urbana Theater Company opens their student production of West Side Story, which we previewed on this show the other day. That's going to be at Parkland College Theater in Champaign, starting at 7:30 tonight. Also opening tonight at the Station Theater in Urbana, the Celebration Company there. What is the name of the play? It's actually not on my calendar. How did that happen? It's the musical Hairspray. We'll have to make sure that's on here. Steel Magnolias is at Country Theater Workshop in Cisna Park starting tonight at 7:30. The Summer Piano Institute at the University of Illinois has a recital featuring William Hylas tonight at 7:30. And then there's one tomorrow by Boaz Sharon, who will be one of my guests on tomorrow's program. And as long as I'm mentioning that, Bruiser and the Virtues are at the Independent Media Center tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, and Bruiser will be here on tomorrow's show as well. And there's lots and lots other things going on. Check out your websites of your bands and other groups. Check out your newspapers and all the listings, and go out and see somebody live today and tomorrow and throughout the weekend. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WYNL FM and HD1 and HD2 Urbana, with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville. WYNL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. And, of course, among those shows you can go out and see and hear live, it's Backyard Tire Fire, with Matthew Curry and the Blues Fury at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts, Saturday starting at 6:30. Ed Anderson of Backyard Tire Fire is with us. Why don't you take us out with something? Looks like you got your banjo here. And thanks very much for coming on the show.
Thanks again for having me. And everybody give money to this station so it stays open.
It's hard to think about what tomorrow's gonna bring when you're trying to make it through today. 'Cause the bells keep ringing and the birds keep singing, but your worries don't go away. Wham, bam, the kicky in the can, let's try to keep your tears at bay. It's hard to think about what tomorrow's gonna bring when you're trying to make it through today. Hey! Punching that clock and he's counting tick-tock the second that he starts that day. You see, his hours got cut, he's been living in a rut. They're gonna take his house in May. Oh, no, well, baby, don't you go. I guess there's nothing left to say. It's hard to think about what tomorrow's gonna bring when you're trying to make it through today. Hey! She took his hand that day, but the bills got taller and the land got smaller. Now they're gonna take the rest away.